Call this meeting of the Blue Mountain County Board of Supervisors to order. We'll begin pledge allegiance followed by a moment of silence. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Do we have an adoption of the agenda?
So made.
Got a motion made by Mr. Weaver, seconded by Ms. Booker. All in favor?
Aye.
We were slowly getting there.
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion passes 5-0. I will now open the first round of public comment. Please state your name and address when you step forward. Keep your comments to 5 minutes on topic and directed to the board. Is there anyone wishing to speak at this time?
No.
Eugene, no? Seeing none, I will now close the first round of public comment. Budget discussion, changes since April 17th, 2019.
So we're going to go through a little bit of an iterative process here like we always do. We're going to start with that budget balance worksheet, the one that has the blue on the top left and this one, the green on the top right.
I have so many sheets. It's in the new one. Is it in that one or is it in this one?
No, they got a new one, Mr. Weaver.
It's the second one.
Okay. The one under. Oh, that's a good one.
Yes, sir.
So if you look at the budget balance worksheet, there's not a lot different between last week and this week. Last week, the board left us at 925 for the discussion points, and there have been some changes up and down through in the budget balance worksheet based on their previous iterations of the advertised. 925, with those changes, came out to a balanced budget. What's happened since then, in the week since, we've gotten additional dollars we've de-obligated from one line into pay line. We recalculated and re-moved everything around really carefully to try to get it targeted down as tight as we could. And there's another $56,744 in there that is available out of that line. And I'm going to show you what that means. But anyway, so the $56,744 is the top. That's kind of the bottom line of what we found available in the existing budget based on things you would put in there in the past. The only thing changed from last week to this week is that number. Now let's go to, I've got the other one open there. Let's look at the, go over to health insurance plan, then we'll look at pay plan. When you left last week, you were at last year's health insurance plan, the same percentages applied from last year to the new rates, and then a plan that you actually used in your budget estimates that you put in at the 82% and 18%. 82% cost picked up by the county on the new cost, 18% by the employees, and that was based on this template here of 114, 104, 99, and 94. That's the percentage of the cost of that plan's HDHP, that level's HDHP, that the county would fund. So in this case, the cost of the plan is $569 a month. And these are not perfect numbers because this is based on 18% across the board salami slice, and they'll be a little different than that. So when we get down to actual individual plans and get the final rates from Pierce Group and from Cigna, they'll be somewhat different, but we'll apply these same percentages. So based on the 569, 114% of 569 is 649. That becomes the baseline that will be offered for anyone that was on the employee plan to choose either the high deductible, the 500, or the 250. Same thing on each different level. So the green numbers are the target number based on this percentage of the new year's cost. So a family plan next year costs $1,707, the high deductible family plan. The county plans to cover 94% of that. And take that same dollar value, $1,605, and apply it to the 500 level and the 250 level. And that's what the employee would get towards their health plan, depending on which level they choose. The reason those numbers are targeted there is because it got close to the 80-20. 85-15, 80-20, 82-18, but that's where you left it last week. That can be adjusted on the fly here and change 1%, 2%, whatever. If you take this to 110, 105, 195, it actually has a little bit of benefit for those on the higher plans. This goes down some, this goes down some, this goes down some. This actually goes up some because you're changing the percentages. But there would be a 5% per 5 percentage point difference between each one. 110, 105, 195. And so we can model that on the fly too and show you that. In either case, this existing one, or in that 110, 105, 100, 195, in both those cases, the employees are held harmless through there. You'll see some red numbers on some employees where it says that their costs, their pay increase does not match up or catch up with their health insurance increase. And that's not really correct. It just means that those people are the ones that are not allowed to be included in the pay plan. For instance, a new hire, someone that isn't even on board yet, is not eligible for the pay plan because you have to be on board 4 months. So we have all of those positions. Eric, we just click on the second tab for me, please. So in this plan, this document here, this lists all the current employees, full-time, part-time, on board, not on board, and there are different categories. These greens up here are folks that are full-time that are in the targeted raise group. And then it goes down to full-times that are not in the targeted raise group. Keep going down. The yellows are part-timers that are in the targeted raise group. And largely, these are folks like they're going from 12, 15 an hour, taking them to 14, or from 11, 10 an hour, taking them to 12. Trying to get to those kind of those better numbers. And that's where the targets are. Below this are the part-timers not in the targeted plan. And then down here are all the full-timers and a couple of the special program ones like temporary temp folks that are not included in the pay plan by policy. So somebody that is just getting hired and coming on board tomorrow or 2 weeks from now or 5 weeks from now is not eligible for the cost of living increase because you have to be on board 4 months is what based on where your policy moved last year. So all these folks show red numbers in this last column, or most of them do, and that's because nominally I put them all in for B's. That's the employee only 500 plan, just as a cost basis to put them in there. And they're not necessarily going to pay $14 more for their health insurance if they paid nothing before because they weren't working here. It's just whatever they're going to pay is whatever the plan is. So these really don't count against all the rest, but the pay, of course, has to be included in there. So there are no reds. When you go down through here, there are no reds on net impact on green, pay increase, red, health insurance cost increase, and the net of those two are in the black column here. And all those are to the positive. These are all monthly figures. Okay, these are annual figures over here. These are monthly figures. So this person gets $107 more a month in their paycheck, and their insurance costs $45 more. $62 more a month. Their net gain for the month is $45 or $22.50 a payday. Not counting some small benefit from the tax advantage they'll get from them paying part of that health insurance cost because that's done pre-tax. So this is based on, go back to the other one please, the first one. It's based on that set of percentages. If you want to adjust those percentages at all, then it'll change that next chart and we'll show you exactly what that does. But that's where you left it last week. That's what's modeled in your budget in the 92.5 rate. And as we clean this up, you've got 56,744 left in there to reduce the tax rate, fund something else, or the like. Let's go to the next bullet. I think the next bullet on your agenda was talking about the hazardous waste.
The FY20 hazardous waste disposal.
Right. And so Eric and I talked about today. I'm not sure how this happened, but for some reason we didn't talk about the hazardous waste cost this year. There's $25,000 wedge set there in the budget, in the litter budget. But it never got put into the BOS advertised or any other things, and I'm not quite sure why.
We did talk about it.
No, we said we only do it every other year.
Yeah, we talked about it and we decided not to do it this year.
Yes, except you're not talking about this year. You did it in fiscal year 18, April of 2018. you wouldn't do it again until April of 2020, 2 years later, which is the normal time that you normally do it. You've normally been doing it every other fiscal year. So because we had just talked about it last fall, because it was a complicated one last spring and the costs were higher and everybody was coming in and trying to, you know, get those cars were backed up and things, I think we just missed the date on it. It's really a 2 year time frame. So in this budget, you really ought to be funding, if you choose to, you really ought to be funding the hazardous waste disposal. I think you can do it for about $18,000. We have about $2,200 extra in there. We found when we went through it today in the litter grant budget, the tires are actually in this $5,000 line, but it also lists the tires up here as $2,200. So I don't think we need the full 25. I think you can get by with about 20. So you've got 2.2 there already. If you put 18 with it or 17.8, you'd be at 20. Now that doesn't mean that everybody in the county would be satisfied and happy, because remember, we cut it off last year and lots of people went away not so happy. But that was at $18,281. It was 18.3. So, but I think if you do it every couple of years, you're going to get the backlog gone more, and you're now doing it only for Fluvanna County residents, which helps keep the numbers down. But if you want to do the hazardous waste in fiscal year 20, which would be April of calendar year 20, 2 years after you did it the last time, then we need to put this in the budget in there. So that'd be about $18,000.
How are we doing this hazardous thing differently than what we did last year? Are we doing something different? When you were talking about the people could leave a certain way across the field.
Instead of doing it in the fields in Pleasant Grove where it may be muddy or wet, mm-hmm. or you don't have lines on the roads, we would work with the high school and try to pick a weekend where the parking lot behind the high school would be pretty free, where we could have the truck with tires and the folks with the hazardous waste, and cars could come in and snake through the parking lot through actual pavement and in lines, and not have them kind of going all over on the grass out of the Pleasant Grove. It would be a much more organized process. You're still going to have some folks at the end of the day, if they don't get to drop their stuff off, they're not going to be happy. But it depends on. Well, again, I think it's going to be more reasonable. If you do it every couple of years, the backlog will be knocked down. And, the gentleman that came a meeting or two ago and said, this is ridiculous. We haven't done it in 2 years. You're not doing it again this year. Well, we didn't do it 2 years ago. It was just last April, just a year ago. And normally you would be doing it next April, every other year. And Public Works is actually working on a master website update where it'll list all the hazardous waste and recyclable options in Central Virginia, in our county, other counties, places you can go that you can pay for or do free, or how you can recycle your latex paint at home, things like that. So there'll be some more information for our residents, which is a good thing. But I'm just hoping maybe we should, or suggesting maybe you should stay on schedule to try to do this hazardous waste acceptance every other year. Bigger counties like Elmo does it a couple times a year, and that's great, but they have 100,000 residents too. We don't. So
how much did we apply the previous time?
You used 18,300 last year.
So why would we do the same thing?
Well, because you've taken a bolus of the backlog, because you hadn't done it for 2 years before that. So you've started to take the backlog away. You've limited now to Fluvanna residents. Didn't used to limit it to Fluvanna residents, so anybody, any of your brother could come up and drive up. And I think that if you set aside $20,000, you'll probably be reasonably okay for this year. If you want to set aside $25,000 or $30,000, I'm sure we can collect $25,000 or $30,000 worth of hazardous waste. But again, I think if you put 15 or 20 or, over time, you'll see what number is consistently needed for that.
Yeah, I guess. But I guess I look at it and say, if I spend the time to load up my truck with hazardous waste, thinking I was doing a good thing, and I was denied doing that after spending my time that morning on a Saturday afternoon to do other things, I'd be pretty pissed off at the county, and we got a big black eye for that. And I'd rather overestimate and have customers and citizens that were satisfied than underestimate
and that have is the same fully thing the board's choice. Yeah. You just got to tell us what the number is.
I
can tell you that if you put 50,000 out, you might need 60,000 that day.
Well,
so you're going to make some people unhappy either way. But I think a reasonable number is somewhere between 20 and 30,000.
I think when you sell out within an hour and a half, you're not meeting the citizens' needs. And I understand your point to say that perhaps, you know, there was a backlog and it was satisfied and so on, but, you know, there's some happy medium between, you know, spending all day long and waiting for everybody to show up and, you know, having people try to do the right thing, especially if we're restricting this to Flavanna citizens. I mean, that's, you know, at the end of the day, this all comes back and haunts us one way or another, right?
One other thing you could do, too, is you could budget a certain amount, and then you could say maybe you had a threshold to go up to, I don't know, let's just say another $10,000. You could always pull that into BOS contingency if you wanted at that point. So it's budgeted within the budget in the BOS contingency, but it's there as just as
it does. That's
one of budget
two or three times a year, you will get it. You'll know kind of what the number is going to be. Almar probably knows exactly what they're going to get every time because they do it twice a year. And so it's pretty consistent. We haven't been that consistent yet. And I think it's a good thing for our citizens. I think it's a good service. We can do a little better on organizing. We will this next time, but we have to have the numbers.
No, and by no means was I saying it was a criticism.
No, I understand, sir. I'm critical of us because we thought this was going to be pretty easy because the last time we did it, it wasn't a madhouse like it was this last time. Yeah. I was out there. It was okay. There wasn't any problem. And nobody was all mad and angry and stuff. But this time, it was a really sunny, beautiful day. And everybody and their brother came off.
Do we have any idea how much has come from outside the county?
Before?
Yes.
No.
Because that plays into this whole thing.
Yeah, there was never a tracking of where the person came from before. Now we require, a driver's license or something. So
I'd go for around 20,000.
But if you recall, Mr. Weaver, we had that gentleman who showed up from the lake.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm not trying to characterize, but it was kind of
fun.
That's right. You know, he was in suspenders and a belt, and you know, he said, look, I had my fluorescent tubes and I did all this stuff and I came here, and you know, I thought that was woefully inadequate on the part of the county.
How many more complaints on what they did?
No, but my point is we had a lot. We had a lot.
Facebook and
We had a lot. But I guess my point is really that if we have now restricted it to county residents, and if they're going through the effort, would it not be better that we overestimated rather than underestimated? Mm-hmm. I think that's really my point, is just to say that, you know, at the end of the day, if we think this is important and a valuable thing, and we are encouraging our citizens to do something that is, you know, ultimately, where does this waste end up? Does it end up in our streams? Does it end up, you know, costing us to clean up? You know, to me, it seems that we should
mostly we
just
all take
overestimate.
It to the store area and drop it off up there.
Yeah, yeah, right, that's okay. I mean, right. No, but I mean, honestly, if it's for our citizens, and they're taking the energy and effort to try to do something that they feel is valuable for the well-being of our county, then we should respect that.
Do the tires? We get charged per tire, correct?
Well, it was $3,000 last year for all the tires they came and took away. I don't remember exactly what.
Did we turn people away with tires?
Pardon?
Did we turn people away with tires?
No.
Was that?
The only one we turned away is we turned a semi-truck load away.
Well, I mean, that was going to be my next point is, do we put a limit of...
Yeah, you can't bring
a
trailer full of things.
Yeah, you can't bring more than 10 tires at one time.
The tires every year is $2,000 or $3,000.
So that's not a big deal.
It's obviously a really funky thing because you put it on your shelf in your basement and you forget about it. You don't know what to do with it. You feel bad about throwing regular trash, but... You know, you don't want to keep it forever. So
light bulbs, that was
especially the fluorescent bulbs now. They're going out of vogue, and so there'll be less and less of them around, which is good. But in the meantime, a small thing of oil for your 2-cycle engine or whatever.
Anybody that changes their own motor oil.
That's up to you. Now we do take motor oil at the convenience center.
Take it at convenience center.
Right. And that's why we want to update the website too, because there are other alternative things. And latex paint, there's no reason to bring latex paint someplace. Just open it up, let it harden, or put some kitty litter in it, let it harden, throw in regular trash. But other stuff are not like that. So.
All righty, Mr. Weaver, you said 20.
Yeah, I threw that out. Yes.
Ms. Eager.
Yes.
I'd say, again, there's no point in limiting it. If we have $25,000, we should put it in. I'd rather overestimate than underestimate. I think it just makes us look silly.
And I think we should also have a contingency, too. How many people did return at the last time? Do you have an idea?
Probably a quarter of the people that wanted to be there. We had a couple hundred cars. There was probably another 50 or 100 cars that would have wanted to come.
Right.
But we only had it open for a certain amount of time anyway.
Right.
This next time can be advertised the times, when it's open, when it's available, you know, limited availability, like we said before. But if you approve 20, you put the 22 that's there with it, that'd be 22-2. If, for instance, Eric's standing out there with Aaron and the line is backed up at the time or when you're getting close to the dollar value, because the folks there can tell us what the dollar value is they're close to. If you find out that you still got another 50 cars, you know, give them a reasonable authority to say, okay, we'll continue on, and then we'll pull it out of BOS contingency. It's based on a matter of need. You won't know the real number until you've done it six times.
Just make sure we announce whether or not they're taking tractor tires.
We did in the fire last time. Don't take tractor tires.
I'm sorry,
take them on rims.
And I think the worst thing you can do is have people show up and be turned away because they're not going to come the next time.
Yeah, they're just going to go throw it down.
Yeah.
No, I don't disagree. That's again, we talked about it today, and we couldn't remember why it didn't get bought. But I think maybe because we were thinking it was just last year. Well, no, it's going to be two full years between doing it. So
I know going down the river, I've done cleanups on the river, and that's where the tires end up. If they don't end up, if we don't take them, they're going to end up just going down and throwing them in the river.
Yep.
I pulled 30 out in one trip one time.
They come put them on my property now then.
So yes, ma'am.
Because I can't see it.
Yes, ma'am. They just find a place to back up to and
that's because
throw it out real quick.
The community center across the street was closed.
Yeah,
they didn't want to have to try to take them back home.
They were hoping Miss Booker was just going to walk over for them. All right.
So put a 20 there, Eric, please, just as a placeholder.
But then you have the right, like you said, I think that's a good idea, Mr. Dahl. All righty.
So there's really not anything else in there. What we really need you all to do is to tell us, was there a discussion item? Was there a want to talk about thing that you have been wondering about or have questions about? Because really, you're kind of at the end of the line as far as all the discussions we've had. Unless you want to adjust pay or benefits, those are kind of locked into what you did last week. And then, is there anything else that you missed that you wanted to talk about? That was the only item we knew about.
So. Yeah, and I think right now we were just kind of playing around with some numbers earlier. I mean, probably at this point, we could probably go down to 92.4 and call it a day if that's where you want it to be.
Yeah. And maybe you could probably get to 92.3 and still we could round it off and still be okay at 92.3. That would be the rate I proposed when I did the original budget, 92.3. But without a big program change, I don't think you can go much below that.
I'd like to have a discussion about the school budget. When we had, did we have four buses in the CIP? Four.
Mr. Winkler, I believe y'all had four budgets last time and you came to us.
You had 450 in there. 450.
And you said you wanted to move 250 for the, over to the
server. And
then put 250 back to buses at the end of the year.
Right.
If it's available at the end of the budget.
Yeah, if it's available.
Which you probably will be swearing on.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
And that's what I am concerned about. It's that if it was four buses in the CIP, I just think that if the school has to come in order to get money for the servers and put in two buses, I don't think that's fair to the school. And I know the last couple of years, I mean, the schools have always put money back at the end of the year, but the last couple of years, it's almost like the superintendent is coming and saying, I promise you, I'm going to save this and you're going to get this back. I don't think he should have to do that. They asked for what, 900 and what? What did the school ask for?
990.
And we gave them 450.
No. We gave them 450 on the regular budget, and then they took part of the 990, which was the 250 for the servers, and put it in the CIP.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really 700,000.
No, that's not correct, sir. I traded the four. We moved 450 that was in the seat, was in the buses. Line, it was originally in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a fair point if you're saying you chose to push that out. I'm just simply arguing the point that we had $900,000 in the budget, of which $250,000 was for the servers that got pushed out for the other side. The fact that, you know, we didn't fund the CIP is kind of a different line item from that standpoint. So I'm sticking with the $900,000 that was part of the regular budget, not the CIP budget. So,
but
I understand your point. I understand your point.
$250,000 for the server and $450,000 for buses.
No, not right now.
No, not right now. You are still planning on doing that. That's what you said. We want the $250,000 now to buy a server.
Yes.
At the end of the year, when we have money left, I want to put it back over there to buy buses out of CIP. So you're still going to spend $450,000 plus $250,000 plus the $450,000 in the regular operational budget.
Yeah, I'm assuming if I don't have $250,000 left, I can't spend that $450,000.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming too, but I'm pretty sure that you're going to have $250,000 left at the end of the year.
I'm pretty sure I am as well.
I'm so.
We're not going to start talking numbers.
But I don't mean to argue, being argumentative. Yeah. That's not doing
it. Right.
Not taking that way.
I'd like to finish.
Sorry, ma'am.
When they come in for that nine something, if we did $450,000, they've got to go back and cut something. They have to cut maybe close to half a million. And every year, I mean, I've been on this board. This is my 12th year, and it was 1 year that we fully funded the school budget. I think it was like 700 and some thousand.
Mm.
1 year, you weren't on the board.
And my first year, we did 1.5.
No, I'm not talking.
Okay,
we've been close.
Yeah, but I just think that we should take. I think we had 300,000 left when we looked at it, and then we dropped. We did a penny. We said either we're gonna put a penny in fund balance, or we're gonna take a penny. I think we literally took a penny off the taxes.
I just think
from my point of view, after last week when I listened to the chair of the school board talk and telling of how they, just like we do, go through every penny and make things sure that things are in the right place. And I would just rather see the 300 go to the school, leave the four buses in.
My feeling is that, I mean, I think, and I agree in many ways with what you're saying. I think the danger is that we become kind of inured to, the request and sort of assume that, well, because we got money back last year, the request is overstated or so on. One of the challenges that I have with the school board is the transparency behind it. And I know a lot of steps have been made to try to make that better. But, you know, I don't, you know, when I hear about the crisis that we have with health professionals in the school system, buses are great, but at the end of the day, I think the health professionals are really important as well, too. I'm disturbed with the fact that, you know, technically speaking, if you want to take the line item of $900,000 and $450,000, that, you know, we are only funding 50% of that school budget. I would argue that $900,000 budget was, you know, misapplied in the sense that $250,000 should have been in the CIP. And so I would treat those differently. And so if you take that $900,000 and then you apply the $250,000, you're down to $650,000. So you could argue that we're, you know, paying more than 75% of the requested amount in what is a difficult year by any measure.
And yes,
we have the money to do that. But I'm going to come back and I'm going to argue a different point, which is to say that because of the efforts of the county and the efforts of the schools, we are now working with budgets that are extremely tight, and we are wiping out our CIP and our general fund budget, and we are eliminating any flexibility that we have. And to me, that long-term concern is really important. And so I share the concern of many board members in terms of, you know, how do we limit, you know, the amount of money that we're sort of, just because it's there, we're going to spend it. But also, I'm maybe even more concerned from the standpoint of how do we make sure that we have, as somebody put it, a war chest in our bank. And I don't think we are going to have that war chest. And so to me, it's not about taking the extra $200,000 or whatever that we have right now and necessarily applying to the schools. It's a tough year. We're starting to pay for many of the things that are important and I think will pay off in the long-term interest of the county. Every single person in this room has taken the time and energy to tighten their budgets. And while I'm certain they would argue and say we can do this and we will do the best with these dollars, at the end of the day, I think that we really should not be looking at that extra money and saying, oh, let's make the tax rate a little bit lower, but we should be really saying we have a little bit of wiggle room. Let's apply that to our general fund.
So you're advocating,
I'm advocating
for the money to go back to the general. And everything you said, I understand. But I also know that I'm probably sitting in a position that may be different from yours. And I know that there are some needs, and I can't control the school. I'm not trying to do that, that they need, that we'll never, and every budget is tight. Mm-hmm. And the school system is our core service. Mm-hmm. We need to be looking out for our children.
Absolutely.
And we don't. I was in the high school the other day, a beautiful high school. We just need to make sure that they're not slipping behind. Technology cannot fall behind. I think it's criminal, and they're scuffling and scrambling to keep up to date with technology. So I agree with you, I hear you, and last week when we were talking about it, I want the $300 to go into the fund balance. But then after last week, when we had the board meeting, I started thinking. And when I start thinking, I start going in places where there are children, where I got to see what they're doing. They're looking at teachers. And they, in my opinion, I would rather see it go to them, and leave the 4 buses there. They have a schedule for when buses leave out, and I thought that we were putting in those amount of buses so we wouldn't get backed up with, I still see some old buses on the road.
Next year, buses? Well, but again, buses come out of the CIP budget. General fund money goes back
to
the CIP budget. The majority of the CIP budget still goes to the schools, so I don't see it as necessarily that we don't do that. I think the question is, you know, the mechanism and the flexibility that we have, and ultimately the mentality of the board that says that the situation has changed. We no longer have the same level of wiggle room in our budgets. Mm. We just don't. That we have done a good job of becoming very efficient. And when you do that, when you have that and you've put it in place, you eliminate flexibility. Budgets are great.
You have almost no flexibility on regular budgets now because they're so lean and tight.
Yeah.
And the revenue is the same way. We've tightened up on everything over the last 8 or 10 years. All the departments have helped with that. So it's true, you do not have a lot of flexibility. But like every year, you'll have some at the end of the year.
Yeah,
the stuff changes. But if we don't start packing that back into fund balance, you will have a problem in 1, 2, 5 years.
Yeah.
And in the past years, the schools have been the ones that packed the fund budget. Every time they bought $700,000 back, they were accused of packing their budget. They were accused, they spent every cent. This board used to, I sat in the audience and heard them reprimand the school board. Why are you bringing this money? You ought to spend every cent of it. And that was, when I got on this board, that's when we had a big amount of fund balance because of them. Now, they're coming in here promising, I'll make sure I'm gonna get so-and-so back. I'm sure I'm going to have this in here. And then they're watching and looking and trying to make sure that they're fulfilling that promise. They shouldn't have to do that.
And I don't disagree with that.
The school board is one of the biggest boards other than us.
And I don't disagree with that. But when you have a $40 million budget, you know, a 2% variation on that is still $800,000. you know, and $800,000 is a lot of money. But when you take that $800,000 and you whittle it down to $125,000 or $200,000 because of the quality of the work that is being done by the people in terms of the budgeting process, you know, because we've become more efficient, you've eliminated that extra money that has traditionally gone back. You know, we had a $22 million fund balance. We don't have that any longer. We are very close to our 12% reserve, and once that happens, don't even bother doing a CIP. Just forget about it. There's no point because we don't have the money. So forget about the buses.
That's the reason.
Forget about the buses.
$8 million.
That's right. Forget about all those other things.
You don't use that.
You don't use it. So that's my point. Is once you've eliminated, once you don't have anything back in it, forget about it. Don't even talk about, you know, pools, or don't even talk about fire trucks, or, you know, roofs or whatever, because we don't have the money. So the question is, are we going to, in essence, promise taxpayers a lower tax rate with the guarantee that we're going to give them a higher tax rate because we really haven't set a sustainable tax rate?
Right.
Or are we actually going to go ahead and plan for the future? You know, that's my only point. You know, that's my only point.
Before you discuss too much farther, you can't go beyond
94.5.
That number right there, no.
Well, that doesn't even include the 20 that's in there. Right. Make the change from the
remember the number that you had that you did your public hearing based on, you absorbed those dollars into other areas, and so you're either going to have to cut some things if you want to go to a higher tax rate, because you can't go above that number.
All right, real quick, help me out here, Mr. Dalton. Our paying insurance combined, basically $185,000, $200,000?
No, the paying insurance is, we got 200 for...
On the county side.
Hey.
I just, the increases.
The increase is $299 for pay, and $275 for health insurance. It's $299 for pay, that's with benefits, $275 for health insurance.
So basically, all right, so we went up five...
$275
for two of them. 75, all right, 575. All right, so scratch that number. We took out a loan for 165 for trucks to get the four trucks.
Yep.
I think that's 165. We're giving the schools 450.
Yep. Another 150 for public animal shelter.
I didn't even count that, but
80 for social.
Fire and rescue. We probably went up 100,000 on that budget. I'm just looking at core services.
Okay. Well, social services, that's what.
And that was 80.
Yep. If you count CSA, it's 100 between for social.
Okay,
services.
So 100 there.
Human services.
For social services, and that's because of the additional workload that's been put onto them because of the new programs that have started.
No, they need a one position and a fraud position.
One and a half.
One and a half.
$80,000.
Right.
So, and then throw in the other 20. I'm just looking at what we've invested in our core services.
Yep. A sheriff's deputy and animal control is the 218 right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's public safety. Go down to health and welfare. That's Ms. Right. Mabe's positions and CSA.
I want to make sure that folks, if we adopt 92.4, 92.5, whatever we adopt, where the money's going, because there's been a lot of people speculating that we ignore the core services. I'm not talking about us.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of that.
No, ma'am. Trust me, I wish I didn't have it, because it's a lot of folks that get out there and they like to talk about half-truths.
Yep.
And they like to do a lot of pointing fingers and chest puffing when they're... Anyway, I'm going to be quiet. Everything that we've added, is there anything that you see there that we don't need?
So you're saying
these are the only places we've gone up. Every one of them has been a core service to our county, to our people. Some people are screaming they're not seeing where it's going to. Every one of those is a core service. So I just, you know, sometimes it makes me aggravated when people like to talk in half-truths and act like we're just going out here and, boy, I mean, we're taxing and spending. We're just giving money to anybody and everybody frivolously, and we're not. I just, like I said.
It's an excellent point.
Well, my comments have nothing to do with
this is something totally separate.
Okay.
This has nothing to do with you.
For core services. Look, we're all advocating for the same thing.
I'm just making sure that we understand.
Yeah.
If we go up 3 cents tonight on the tax rate, 89.3 was the equalized rate. You know, I'm one of the people, my house assessment went up double-digit percentage. Okay? There's some people whose houses went down. Whatever. It affects people differently that way.
We all struggle.
This is nothing frivolous.
If you were all talking frills, about fluff stuff,
Nothing frills. We're not talking about
questions, but you are all aimed at hardcore core services.
And is this not
and trying to keep it as tight any
of
as
y'all?
Can.
I just want to make sure that people are aware where the increases are going to.
Yep.
Anyway, I've said my piece, and we'll be quiet.
Yep. Excellent. And I'm We're all advocating for the same thing. The fact of the matter is that, you know, we are all very sensitive to the concerns that people have about the tax rate. We understand that for, you know, the last years, as many as we can all count, that the tax rate has gone up. Realistically, that's probably happened, you know, out of the 28 years that Mr. Weaver served, probably 26 of those years. But, you know, not to say that we wouldn't like to be on the board one time when that didn't happen, okay? Not saying that, but I'm just saying that, you know, the pressures are such that they're upward, and the county has made investments and in schools and pipelines and whatever the case may be, and in core services, and those things have an attached cost to them. And when you listen to somebody say, you know, I'm not getting anything out of this, mm-hmm. or I've given up,
or there's nothing to do in Savannah, mm-hmm.
well,
mm-hmm. To me that's frustrating.
What do we pay in our debt service? Again, you said this last
million.
Week. No. So, 30 cents.
30 cents.
So,
that's about one third.
I mean, we're literally, people can hate me for saying this. Our budget is, if we adopted in 92.5 today, we'd be living on a 62.5 budget.
Yep.
We mm-hmm. just have 30 cents of debt that we have to pay.
Yeah.
And we don't have a choice.
30 to 40% of their budget is in a mortgage.
I mean, you know. So, anybody that's got questions about where we're spending our money?
Ask.
Sure.
Ask.
Come here.
Absolutely.
Come here.
Don't preach.
Did anybody talk to the lady that talked about?
I talked to her just briefly afterwards about the roads, but she already knew it. She just didn't say it that night. Clearly, she knew that VDOT ran the roads, and she's been talking to them. So, I mean, I think she was just frustrated, and it's important for people to come out and participate
felt.
And feel frustrated and talk. But there's no way you can explain all this perfectly to everybody. There's too
Absolutely.
Much, too complicated. But we'll sit down with any citizen and talk about the budget any time. There is no.
I have so many impromptu meetings at E.W. Thomas.
Things back in the corner.
I hate to say it, I'm not trying to advertise for every day for E.W. Thomas, but there's not been anybody I've ever ducked, and I know you're the same way. You don't ever duck anybody. Anybody's got a question for you, you're going to stand there, look them in the eye, and give them an answer, and then you're going to give them the answer from your heart. And it's the same for all of us.
You have to quit going over there.
No, don't do that.
No.
Miss Alice would hate me not doing that. Anyway.
Well, and to dispel some of those rumors around the community, your tax rate is not going up 15%. I don't know who even thinks that universe, but it's certainly not going up 15%. It is, right where you're at now, is 3.6% above the equalized rate of 89.3, but Mr. Sheridan has laid out exactly what those are covering. Eric and I went through and did a listing today of what things is covering the increase from 89.3 to 92.5, and it's clearly core services. Mr. Weaver's made a really good point different times about things that were in the budget last year that are no longer needed this year. Well, that went back to fund balance at the end of the year, but it also stayed in the tax rate this year and funded something else, so you didn't have to raise the tax rate further. Just because we didn't fund something or don't need to fund anymore doesn't mean you still don't need to spend the money, but it's a good point. It's 2 cents worth out there of things that are different. But this is truly, your budget as it stands now is 3.6% above last year's tax rate. And that's with a $275,000 increase in health insurance costs, a reasonable pay raise for staff, a couple hundred thousand dollars for core services and social services and sheriff's office.
Would you be kind enough to oblige me by putting out the adjusted CIP budget?
Is it round?
I can't remember if the year is 1999
there's the total of everything.
Based on CPI? Sure.
I think we forget that, and I think it's a very important chart.
What do we forget?
CPI adjusted budget.
Yeah, if you compare your budget dollars to consumer price index and then look at what you have out there, it's pretty telling.
What's the total on the budget this year? The total amount, bottom line?
82.8.
Okay, that's what you have in the newspaper.
Yeah.
It says grand total expenditures, and you need to keep apples to apples, which is adopted budget. Adopted budget was 77,591, and now we're going to 82,857, which is a 6.8% increase. And actually, it's more than that because, as you have mentioned before, you have to bring in the rescue squad, the insurance we saved, real estate was 180,000, personal property 47 up, and sales tax. That all comes to approximately another 2.5 cents. So this budget, really, any way you want to look at it, when you look at the money that is no longer needed, you're talking about a close to a 9% increase.
Absolutely not, sir.
Not
even remotely close to
sure
that.
Sure it is.
It is not, sir. If you take the last year's budget that had different CIP expenditures into it versus this year's budget with different CIP expenditures, and some of those items that were no longer needed, because like the rescue squad costs went down. That's a really good, valid point. But you used those rescue squad dollars for something else and did not raise the tax rate because of it.
That was in this last part of this year's budget.
That's exactly right. It was in this last year's budget, and at the end of the year, the excess cash of that went back into fund balance.
Yeah, well, it was
already built in your tax rate, but you used that dollar value this year to fund something else that you thought was valuable, so you didn't have to raise the tax rate.
When did the UVA discontinue their services?
October 1st of last year. Was it October 1st, Debbie?
Sorry.
When did DRT start? October 1st?
Yes.
They discontinued then in October. The last year.
Right.
The one
thing. And that's this year's budget.
This fiscal year, months.
That's right. So that's free money now that going into the next year.
That's
going
to go back into your fund balance.
Sure, but it's the same thing as a part of a penny.
It's in your tax rate.
Sure.
Okay. And you used that dollar that's no longer used for emergency services, you use that dollar in this year's budget,
fiscal
20 budget,
that's what
or something
I'm
else. But
that's
you didn't
new
raise,
money.
But you didn't raise the tax rate on top.
That's right. That's what I'm getting at. So if you didn't have it, you would have had to have increased the tax rate.
If you didn't have it,
right?
If you didn't have it, that's a moot point.
You couldn't spend it.
What would we be talking about? You couldn't spend it.
Yeah.
If you didn't have the savings, you couldn't spend it.
If you hadn't built it into the tax rate last year and then unexpectedly had a decrease, you couldn't have kept the tax rate down this year. You would have had to raise the tax rate.
That's right. So you saved that much money.
You didn't save the money, sir.
Sure you did.
The one thing I just want to make the board realize, too, is when you're looking at like the $77 million versus the $82 million, mm-hmm. That's including CIP. Now, all the CIP is not funded with tax rate dollars, and that's
that's kind of a, it kind of skews the percentage.
The majority of it's not funded.
No, it's not. Or if it's with debt service, so that kind of skews the percent comparison. What you really have to look at, you have to look at the general fund operations percent, what those expenditures are going up, and those are directly funded with specifically tax rate dollars.
I wonder, does this include the money that we're going to use cash at Zions Crossroads?
I'm going to say it one more time.
In your budget?
The 82.8, does that include the cash?
Just the debt service for Zions Crossroads. The cash is just in your bank account.
Yes.
It's a debt service.
It's just plain cash in your savings.
So let's just say we had to increase our budget this year another $3 million because we're putting cash into the Zions Crossroads project, and you wanted to compare the $77 million to 82 plus another $3 million of 85 million, that's not really the comparison. It's not an apples to apples comparison.
Right. So, for instance, this year, last year it was 76 or 77, something like that. But just right off the top, you put 1.345 million into the budget out of the fund balance to pay for fire trucks. Except it doesn't come out of the fund balance in that way. You have to put it on the plus side, on the expense side, and on the revenue side to fund that, and therefore your budget just went up 1.345 million. Even though it's net neutral to the tax rate, it raises that number from that 76 or 77 up. Every time you do that, when you pull something out of the fund balance to pay for something on CIP, it increases your tax, it increases your budget bottom line. Not necessarily the tax rate, but the budget bottom line. So for instance, last year, let's say it was 77, you're at 82 this year, where's the difference in the 5 million? In almost all cases, it's in things that are not affecting the tax rate, except for 3 cents of it. 3 cents of it is 900,000. Well, 900,000 doesn't come anywhere close to 5 million. The 5 million is because of other things that don't affect the tax rate, they affect the dollar value of the budget. And so I understand the point that there's a difference between last year's bottom line dollar budget.
You have to keep one standard that you're going to make a judgment on.
Yes, you do. And that's what people don't do, Mr. Weaver. That's what's really important. What Eric had just said before is you have to have apples to apples comparison. When we look at the school's budget, we have to be careful that we're not looking at the amended budget versus the adopted budget, because they're two different things. And
you have to keep one standard.
But there are lots of people in the community don't know how to do what we do, because they don't do it every day. And I don't mean that anybody's dumb, they just don't do this every day. It's complex and complicated, and they don't use one standard. They use a standard that's convenient for them, or that they understand, or they want you to use to make their point. And sometimes it was flat right, because our budget went up. Our health insurance costs went up $275,000.
You know, that's an interesting thing. I've been in private business most of my life, and government certainly doesn't run the way private business.
You're absolutely correct.
Private businesses work from the top down. In other words, they know at the beginning of the year approximately how much they're going to have in sales and all. So they have a set right to begin with. They work the budget towards that. With government, starts at the bottom and works up. When it gets to the top, if you need another penny, need another 2 pennies, just throw it on. So I have a problem with that.
I've never heard anyone successfully use that analogy and run a government entity as a business like a private business. It's not the same universe.
You got that right.
It's just not. I wish it were. But I can't even... I had a complaint from a gentleman today that is just flabbergasted beyond belief, because now he has to vote in Albemarle County and pay his taxes here. And he got the note from Albemarle County, and Joyce sent me a copy of it, and the registrar from Albemarle did, and this guy called me, and he's just frustrated as heck. I talked to him for half an hour and explained why I couldn't make any legal change to that right today, because the legislature hasn't taken action. I don't have the same problems in every industry, but this industry is not a business. We should run efficiently, absolutely, without question. We should not ask for more from the taxpayers than we need, but it is not run like a business, and it's not going to be. I've never found anybody that can compare successfully.
That's the reason all of our governments are in such debt. I mean, it's not just Louisiana. It's the state and the federal government.
I call hogwash on that. I mean, for God's sakes, $70 million of our debt is due to a school. At what point in time did you not think you were going to need a new school in this county? And when did you start saving money for that school? Because if you didn't start saving money for that school, then you have no business talking about that debt.
It wasn't worth it.
No, you have no business talking about that debt. Because at some point in time, you had to buy a school. So if you didn't save it, did you buy your house for cash? How many people buy their house for cash? So if you didn't save it, then you mortgaged it. And if you mortgaged it, then it costs money. And that money goes into the budget. And you have to pay for that. And that's just a matter of a fact. Someday we're going to have to buy another school. So you can't sit there and say, oh my God, look at what's happened. We spent $70 million doing this. This county has spent almost no money investing into its future.
Oh, it has.
No, it has not. It has not. Okay? It has not. We have just started to spend that money into the future.
Yeah, we're starting to spend.
Yeah, we're spending that money into the future, finally. So that at one point in time, you can actually take the burden off the homeowner. We're not spending it because we're buying fancy Mercedes for all of our staff. We're not spending it because we gave the Board of Supervisors huge raises or staffs. We're not spending it because we have lots of staff members serving our administration. We're not spending it because we have huge parks. We're not doing any of that stuff. Okay? We're not funding our schools. How much is your house worth today? How much was it worth 25 years ago? Did it go up? Would you sell it for what you bought it for 25 years ago? No, you wouldn't do that.
You don't know what I would do.
You wouldn't do it. I can guarantee you wouldn't do it. Okay? Because nobody would in their right mind. All right? If you would, please sell it to me today. I'll buy it right now, cash, done.
I suspect you would.
I would, because I know that 25 years ago your house was worth a lot less than what it is worth today. Okay? So you can't argue that point. You can't argue that point. I appreciate, I really do appreciate your efforts to try to mitigate the tax rate. I think you have done a remarkable job of helping all of us understand that pressure. I feel that pressure. Okay, I do feel that pressure. But at the end of the day, there isn't one vote that I've made to try to make this county better that I feel bad about. Okay? I feel we try to do the right thing for this county as a group. And yeah, it sucks that I haven't been on this board for 7 years and I haven't been able to lower the tax rate. That sucks a lot. Okay? But it doesn't mean that I don't believe in what I'm doing. Okay, and it doesn't mean that I don't believe in my staff. It doesn't mean that I don't believe in the teachers. It doesn't mean that I don't believe in the buses that we need. It doesn't mean that I don't believe in the fire trucks that we need. Okay, it doesn't mean that I don't believe in the emergency system or the water system that we're putting in. I believe in all those things. So you know what? We should do those things with confidence. We should know that we're doing the right thing. And we should know that our staff and our school board is doing the right thing and our school administration is doing the right thing. It's not that complicated. You want to argue about the semantics about how this budget looks? Pull up that graph right now. Look at that graph. What does that graph tell us? CIP, what is that year, 1999 or 2000? I don't even know what year that is.
From 78 to now.
78. You know what that says to you? You were taxing the taxpayers more money in 1978 than you are today.
New school.
Tell me that graph is wrong.
That school was built in 1976.
Tell me that graph is wrong. You are spending more money in 1978 on your taxpayers than you are today. So if that isn't a reflection of what the county is doing to serve its citizens, I don't know what is. We are doing a better job today than we were then.
That's your opinion.
No, that's not an opinion. That's a fact. Look at those numbers right there. That's a fact. That's a fact. That's a fact. I'm not making something work. I'm telling you what it is.
All right. Let's
continue on.
Yes. Well, here's going to be my next question. If we disagree with being at 92.3, 92.5, whichever, y'all stated y'all'd like to go higher?
No, I didn't say go higher.
Yes, ma'am. If you want to give them $300,000, we got to raise it somewhere. That's not in here.
Or cut something else.
Or cut something else. So you stated, tell me where you'd like to lower it.
Well, right now we advertised at 92.5.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
No,
93.5.
93.5, we advertised
that. You're set at 92.5 from last week.
Last week we got it to where we were balanced at 92.5.
The thing is, if you want to go 93.5, go back to there, you're going to have to cut something else because you still can't get over that 82.857 number. That's where you have to stay under that. Otherwise, you got to start over an average.
Oh, God, no, we're not doing that.
No.
I think we can stay at 92.5. I think we've done a good job at that, and you've worked really hard.
Well, I think all of you have, because you've asked lots of good questions that make sense. What I need to impress upon all of you is that if you want a substantive change to the tax rate from year to year, a substantive change, I don't mean 1 or 2 cents or back and forth. If you want a substantive change to the tax rate, you have to cut personnel and programs. End of discussion. Well, that's what it is.
That's the point I was talking about. We've added stuff, but there's nothing that we've added. I think we kept...
That was fluff.
We just about level funded the MAC and all that.
Where were we on the tax rate when we had...
Nonprofits.
Nonprofits. We just about level funded the nonprofits. So everything we spent is going to the schools, to fire and rescue, sheriff's department, and to our employees.
Where were we at the tax rate when we had the $300,000
that was That was left? The 93.5.
93.5, yes, ma'am.
That was the 300,000.
Yes, so on here...
And what did we do...
But then we went to 92.5.
And then we took that $300,000 and put it in the tax. And I'm saying, so you're telling me that we can't put that $300,000 to the school unless we cut some.
Correct. So here, I'll show you on the screen right now. I just took it back to 93.5, which is where you were before you did this one last week.
Right.
You advertised at 94.5 originally.
Was it equalized when you did the equalized?
When you published the equalized, right. Then you had 93.5, you went down to 92.5 last week. If I take it back to 93.5, you've got about $300,000 there. The problem is that raises the whole total value of the budget above the 82,857 that you advertised.
Right.
And
can't
so
do that.
You would have to mush or crush something else. Yeah. Remember, as part of that 300, you cut, it was actually more than 300 at the time, you cut some things and you move some things around down here, mm-hmm. including the like one week it was the intern, another thing was this, another thing was that, and various different things. But part of it did go back to lowering the tax rate.
And that's the only place we can use it. Lower the tax rate or put it back in the fund balance.
Well, we advertised.
Yeah, you can spend it somewhere else, too.
Yeah.
Largely what you did is you took anything you had as excess, you said, well, I've still got this thing that we really value and we want to fund, and you funded that. But whatever is left of that, you then use it to lower the tax rate.
And what you told us at 92.5, we've got $56,000.
$36,000.
If you do it, if you
did the 20, that's right. We did the 20, so now we're down to 36.7.
So, what is the rate that we can set without having to re-advertise? No, it's not.
Anything that will stay under here. Anything that will stay down to
92.5 or 92.4.
Right there, 82,857.
So, what is that rate?
There's no rate tied to that.
Because you
got what's in there.
Because right. You have to remember too. After that rate, after the rate was advertised, we got additional taxable values, which was an increase in revenue. So we don't necessarily have to use a rate. We have a total budget that's been advertised right now.
I mean, if you took 1.345 out of that, the fire rescue don't get them, so we're not taking it out. But if you took that out, that would come out of that 82 million on both sides of the equation. So your budget now would be 81.5. And you could go to 82.5. So you could raise the tax rate up by 4 cents if you wanted to do it that way. But again, you got to stay within this cap.
We're here for a public hearing.
No,
right? We had one person who paid $7,000 in taxes for their horse farm complain about the tax rate. We had two people say we need to give more money for the schools. I just want to say that again. One person complained about their farm that they pay $7,000, mm-hmm. and two people say we need more money for the schools.
Beautiful,
right? So I don't pay $7,000, and I own 5 houses. Okay. So what does that say? What's a priority?
You have 5 houses.
And I don't pay $7,000 in taxes. Okay? So what does that say about the priority? Mm-hmm. All right?
Since we need to audit your houses.
Go for it.
No, Commissioner.
Go for it. Okay? But my point is only this, is We have a reasonable tax rate. Every time I raise a tax rate, it costs me plenty of money. I'm not a fan of raising it, okay? All right? But we have a reasonable tax rate. And, you know, we have a problem that we're looking for down the future. And I don't want to sit there and explain why we can't fund the needs that we need to have because we didn't budget for it accordingly. I don't understand how we're arguing about the fact that we have a budget that is less expensive than it was in 1977 and still pretending like we don't have a problem. I don't understand that.
Are you okay with 92.5?
I'm not okay with it. I'm not going to vote for 92.5 because I think that we should be... We had no complaints, and I think we should be putting money back into the general fund. I'm not necessarily in favor of putting money into the schools. Not because I don't appreciate what the schools are doing.
Well,
I do.
Well,
I do, but we can. But because I simply think that, as Mr. Nichols just said 45 minutes ago, he said, 1, 2, or 5 years, you're going to have a problem. 1, 2, or 5 years. The number that stood out to me was one.
So if you... You can only go up to 93.5 without re-advertising.
No.
You can't even go to 93.5.
94.5 without re-advertising because that was your original advertised 94.5. But there's two numbers you have to look at. You have to look at the total dollar value of the budget, the 82.8, and the 94.5.
If you look,
just got to stay with the bullet. Go ahead.
If you look at the Board of Supervisors advertised column in there, which is what's that, the blue one? And you go down to the very bottom of the page there, it should say, I think it's eight. Is it $82 million down there? Or is that just the general? Flip it
right
over.
Here.
Yeah. Oh. And then go down to the dark, the red line.
Yeah, 82.857.
Yep. That's the total. That's the total budget.
So you have to stay at or under 94.5 and 82.857. That number and 94.5. Remember, it's a multifaceted combination. You can't just say, well, that's 2 cents different, so that's 600,000, we can spend 600,000 more. You can't, because that'll put you over that amount.
Sorry.
Didn't we advertise 93.5?
You advertised 94.5 as the maximum advertised budget back in February.
I thought then we repicked another one and said 93.5.
Well, then you use 93.5 in comparison for the public hearing. When you adopted
okay,
it.
So that didn't shrink to 93.5
did that. No, you're still legally at a 94.5 ceiling as far as advertising time.
Well,
I need to correct the record. I actually spend more than $7,000 in taxes, but not much more.
Yeah, because we have a reasonable tax rate and our property values for our
depending
our
on where you live, some of them dropped, reasonable. Some of them went up.
That's right.
Yes.
I mean, you know, that's just the facts of life. I mean,
I think Commissioner Target at Kent's store.
Well,
down the street from him mostly.
It rolls downhill.
That's the second time you picked on Kent's store. Third time no
way. I'm gonna step outside. All right. So.
Wow.
We're sitting here and we just gotta decide. We're within a penny of each other. Do we have a...
I make a motion for 93.5 with the balance going into the general fund.
Do
that's
we have a second?
Second.
Well,
we'd have to make a bunch of adjustments if you do that.
Yep.
It's got to pass first before you make adjustments, right?
So if you go up in the 93.5, that's additional 300,000. Hold on, go back to the other page, please.
Oh, God.
If you go up in 1 cent, that's me an additional 300,000. So right now...
308.
Yep. So right now we're at 82,838. You add another 300,000 on that. We're above, you know,
83.1.
So we have to cut 300,000 from somewhere else, which ain't happening.
I still don't understand that math, but that's okay.
In other words, we ain't going to.
We don't
92
understand either.
92.5 is the highest we're going to go.
As we can see.
We can drop it 92.4 and still be balanced.
So what you're saying is the 82.8 is what we advertised.
No.
Yes.
82,800,000.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
So that's why we can't go above
total budget. You advertise that as the total budget.
Right.
And you advertise the tax rate at 94.5. At the time, remember, the commissioner brought in additional revenues.
It's his fault again.
So he brought in additional revenues that helped you lower the tax rate and stay in that dollar value. You could use those revenues on something else in there to fund it and not have to raise the tax rate to do that. But those two things have to be looked at in concert.
So say there was something that was being funded with fund balance, you could lower that, a CIP item by 300,000. That lowers the overall
budget. No, I think we have a good budget.
You could take out $250,000 out of the out of the CRM for like the county, set
we
that
don't
aside,
need to do that.
And later, well, and later in the year,
oh, it's
put
one
it back
dozen,
in because you can adjust within 1% without a public hearing.
I'm okay with that. The larger point that I'm trying to make is simply, let's set money aside for the general fund.
Well,
that's a larger point than I'm trying
to make. If we stay at 92.5, we're putting some aside for the general fund, and we're going
to
have an influx.
Money in there, it'd be great.
Hey, and we're going to have an influx in December. Because the second half of the year.
92.5 is what, $36,000 in the general fund? I don't think that's really the point.
No. Well, I'm talking about in December, when those bills go out, we'll gain $600,000, I think.
Second half to tax.
So we're at 92.5, we're putting $600,000 in the general fund.
And what is the number that, what is the maximum number where we're not changing the numbers?
I think we're.
He didn't hear that one. He said, thanks for over right now.
I think we may just be a little bit.
I'm not trying to laugh at y'all folks.
No, I just can't understand how. I mean, I just can't understand how we go from 94.5 to 92.5 on an 82.
Well, that's because we came down.
I get it, but I get it. But I'm just saying, it's just like.
And we used it up in CIP when we were getting stuff.
I get it, but it just seems crazy. It's like. Usually I'm pretty good at this math part.
Well,
struggling with this one.
Yeah, and I don't know why he teaches gym class, because he's a wizard math.
He's pretty good at it, actually.
Yes.
You know? I got to give Mr. Sheridan a lot of credit there.
I don't know. And hang on it, I did it. Never mind. Y'all aren't going to like my next comment. I never saw a computer until I went to college.
Neither
that's an F that'll stay on my transcript forever. I wanted to be a computer major. I walked into that class and started looking around the wall and went, what in the world? I thought the aliens had showed up, started writing on the wall. I looked at the guy beside me. He was from Madison County. He became my roommate for 4 years. And if we pulled a calculator out, we got accused, written up for cheating, and kicked out of school.
You're right.
You remember doing those tests?
674.
Yes.
Actually, there's a motion on the board.
Well, they asked us to hold to make sure that it was
I might
a
revise
motion.
My motion, but thank you for pointing that out.
But
Mr. Weaver, for the public record, I do apologize for raising my voice at you. It's uncalled.
That's fine. We're still friends.
We are indeed.
Yeah.
We are indeed.
Since we're all
I'm too tired.
All
I'm too
getting,
tired to wrestle between
we're
y'all. So just stay
all mushy.
I have enormous respect for
school boy. I apologize. I'm going to fight a little bit harder next year.
Miss Booker, if there's two things on God's green earth, I know you're going
to
fight for the schools and you're going
to
fight for water. I
can tell
you, there's two things I guarantee you right now, I know.
I'm going to give y'all $300,000 when I hit the lottery.
Boom, right there. Hey, you buy one of them big RVs, I'll drive it for
all
you.
Right.
I'll retire and we'll just cruise the United States. Christy will cook. We got you and Christy. We're going on a
chat. Yeah.
She and Christy going to take over. I don't know. He's trying to give me sign language.
Big brother.
If you do, you call me up. You call yourself my friend. I've been just doing that. And that's why.
774 God, that's it. We're below right now by 50.
Yeah. At 92.5?
At 92.5, having 36,744 excess.
I still don't understand that.
All right.
I really don't, and I can't vote for it.
Well, then we can't.
Okay.
Go ahead with your motion at 93.5.
Yeah.
Well, you can do a motion of 93.5, but we have to do some maneuvering around and move money around because we have to lower that red number there. Has to be below the 82,857.
All right.
Well, you can make a motion for 92.5. Somebody can do that. I'm not going to make it.
I'll make it. I move that we...
Ms. Eager?
I move that we adopt a rate of 92.5.
Do we have a second?
These are really premature votes. Right, you're going to have a totally separate vote on a resolution that includes these things. Just get to wherever you're going to agree, where you got three of you, and then we'll do the paperwork, because we have a bunch of paperwork
to get ready. Mr. Weaver, where do you sit?
The budget's too high as far as I'm concerned.
Mr. Chair, you can always yield to me and make a motion, you know, second the motion if you want to. Just pointing that out.
Well, if we don't have three votes, no need to vote on it right now. We're not going to get it higher than that.
Yeah, what are we disputing about the 92.5 or?
Mr. O'Brien would like to have it higher.
Higher?
I want it higher for the general fund, just to be clear.
So you want...
You stated that, yeah. But I want to keep us for the thing.
So what is the higher you're talking about, 92?
Well, I mean, it's a sprawling between where we've allocated the money and how we're doing it, and the pinky promises we've made to the school and so on. It's far into the budgeting process, and it just seems like...
We can't spend any more than the...
$2 million, right, I understand. And I'm not willing to cut anything, so I understand where I am. So Mrs. Booker could certainly second your motion if you wanted to.
Mrs. Booker, can you...
Are you saying you want 93.5 with a penny of that going to, like, capital appreciation fund or fund balance?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, so that means it is part of the tax rate. That means we'd have to go find...
That's what I was trying to find out.
We'd have to... We're robbing Peter to pay Paul right there. We'd have to take $300,000 from somewhere else. If we go 92.5, mm-hmm. we're done. We got everything funded. We're balanced.
Okay,
this was a lot more fun last week.
You just say you second.
Yeah.
All right, folks, we've got a motion on the floor. Ms. Eager's made a motion for 92.5. Ms. Booker seconded it at 92.5. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Money tax rate is 92.5.
Okay, so now, let us, we need to take a break, because we've got to, what you have to do is you have to adopt this.
Oh, my gosh.
On the 36 or the 36. You know, we'll move around.
I need to know where exactly.
We'll figure that out here in just a second. You have to adopt this resolution, and so we've got to go fill all these numbers in now, because when you adopt the budget tonight, you're going to adopt a resolution about the tax rate and the lines of budget and things like that. And then secondly, you have to adopt a second resolution about the CIP, and that one's a little easier because it's ready to go. I just need to know what the votes are, but we need a few minutes now to go through and set that. Is there any place where you want the 36,744 to go? Is there anything
you want to add it to?
We can put it down below to the general.
Well, you could put it to the BUS contingency and leave it there.
Actually, let's take 8703 off it, because remember there was an 873 negative before.
But we're
because we got 36 to the good, so we'll take the 873 away. That means you're 28. So we got 28K. You've got to put someplace. We can put it straight back to fund balance.
We're going with a little itty bitty number then. 92.42.
They do that, you know.
Absolutely, sir. I told you. If you put it where you wanted to get it from, I would be happy to listen to you, sir.
Linda, you want that 2.5
Put in the contingency.
You have computers over there that do that.
We're 10 days out of getting a bill out right now.
So she needs something.
I recommend we put in the contingency. Call it a day.
You're recommending a motion.
Ms. Veger?
That's fine.
If there's three
contingency,
of you,
just
that,
add three of them, say yes.
Then you've got, the board has discretion on what they want to use it for.
Right.
Blood pressure meds.
Okay, so let's go. My blood pressure was up,
and they raised my medicine because of you all.
I just wanted to vote with Mr. Weaver for one time.
Infamous last words. I want a 5-0 vote.
I decided.
You had your 5 votes.
Yeah, we had one. Yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
I was right, too.
You mark it down on the calendar.
There you go.
Man. This was a strange one.
That was good.
Oh, yes, ma'am, but I'm just saying, this was very different.
Nobody has to worry about what we think. Very transparent.
I'm not good at hiding stuff.
Me.
If I'm mad, I'm mad.
I'm mad.
Okay.
And I'm mad right now.
Yes, ma'am.
See, you don't act mad, though.
No. You're too sweet to be mad.
Yeah, she's too sweet.
Sorry, sweet. Absolutely.
And that's 30. I'm going to shut up.
You know, my uncle once said, he says, I've been hot and I've been cold, and I'd much rather be hot than cold. Well, I could add to that, I've been rich and I've been broke, and I'd much rather be rich than broke.
Pretty profound.
I just won't
so,
be happy.
So, Mr. Chair, we can go to closed session and do some work on that, and we can do that down in my office so folks can stay here if you want while he's working on it and get some stuff out of the way, or you can just have a take a break.
Anybody want to just go ahead and get your closed session done?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Should be quick, right?
It shouldn't be very long.
It won't be too long, but so we just have to go out to my office.
Mr. Chairman, we need to be clear on one thing. Rate-wise, we talked about real estate. I'm making the assumption that the listed rates of 435, 290, and 190 are also, which y'all spoke and voted on, but those are what y'all are going to do because we are going to start work on that.
Yes.
Right now.
Early in the morning.
Right. Yeah, they'll be in the motion in the record, right? All those will be listed.
It's going to change. Yeah,
all those will be listed, and we'll have that resolution for the commissioner and for the treasurer tonight.
Mr. Chair, I move the Flavanna County Board of Supervisors enter into closed meeting pursuant to the provisions of Section 2.2-3711A3, Section 2.2-3711A5. Section 2.2-3711A6 of the Code of Virginia 1950, as amended for the purposes of discussing real estate, prospective industry, and investment of funds.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. O'Brien, seconded by Ms. Booker. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. We are now in closed session. Mr. O'Brien.
Mr. Chair, I move the closed meeting be adjourned and the Flavanna County Board of Supervisors convene again in open session. Be resolved, the Board of Supervisors does hereby certify to the best of each member's knowledge, one, only public business matters lawfully exempt from open meeting requirements under Section 2.2-3711A of the Code of Virginia 1950.
Second.
I'm not
saying only.
As amended. And two, only such public business matters identified in the motion by which the closed meeting was convened were heard, discussed, or considered in the meeting. And that's what happened
now,
to have a Starburst.
You're too smart.
No, he both choked on a Starburst. Miss Eager.
Mr.
Weaver.
Mr. Got two eyes.
Mr. O'Brien.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. We are now out of closed session.
So you've got two resolutions that you have to adopt. One is about the operations budget and the tax rates, and one is about the CIP. So the first one, there's the basic format of the motion, but the resolution looks like this. This has the details that the treasurer and the commissioner will need. What the heck's going on?
Where are
Andy?
The details?
And
he's not here.
Where are the details?
We thought we were going to have that for you.
No problem. I can pull this up.
Please, yes, ma'am. Please.
Just make it up, Linda. It's no big deal. Here you go. So this is the resolution. And it lists in there the budget amount, when you did it, and when it's effective, what the tax rates are for the various different types of taxes that we have here in the county, and then some details of the revenues and expenditures that are in the document itself. And when you go down through there, if you add up these numbers, you get to that 82.80 and some change. And so that's the resolution you'll be adopting. And essentially, this just is a written summary of what's in your budget that is at that 92.5 rate. And so you need this motion right there.
Who would like
ready?
To make?
I'll make
yes,
it.
Ma'am.
I move the Board of Supervisors adopt the resolution entitled a resolution to adopt the FY20 operations budget, set the tax rates, and appropriate funds.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eager, seconded by Ms. Booker. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes 4-1.
Okay, and then the next one is a very similar one, but it's a little simpler. This is about the CIP. The CIP doesn't have as much detail in it, but the resolution. Because remember, the CIP dollars are already in your regular budget, so it doesn't have the same dollars. It just has, oh, doggone it. Hit the wrong button again. This resolution, yeah, this resolution is the same type of thing, but it just says you're adopting a capital improvements budget, and the dollars for the capital improvements budget are in the in your regular budget. So we'll need these printed out, check the block on who made the motion things, and then you decide before you leave tonight, and then we'll give the resolution and our copies for file, but the resolutions will go to the treasurer and commissioner. So that's that one, and here's the motion for it. Right there.
I move the Board of Supervisors adopt the resolution entitled Adoption of the FY 2020 through 2024 Capital Improvements Plan.
Second.
Motion is made by Ms. Eager and seconded by Mrs. Booker. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes 4-1.
I think the, just to correct the record, on the first motion, I was a little slow on the take. And I didn't actually vote on that one, so
I'm sorry. I thought
it should be aye for the nays on that one, just for the second, for the
so
first.
So 3-2.
3-2 on the first motion.
3-2.
3-2 on 3-2.
No, the second one out.
Oh, on the first one.
Mm-hmm. First one.
Okay, so 3-2 on the 92.5 budget itself,
and then 4-1 on the CIP.
Right. So, and then you're back on the track. For the rest of your agenda, sorry.
On the rest of our agenda, is there any unfinished business? Is there any new business? Hearing none, I will now open the second round of public comments. Anyone wishing to address the board, please state your name and address. Keep your comments to 5 minutes on topic and directed to the board. Is anyone wishing to speak to the board at this time? Seeing none, I will now close the second round of public comment. We've already done our closed meeting. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn.
Do I have a motion made by Ms. Booker and seconded by Mr. Weaver? All in favor?
Aye.
Did you
vote?
Let me make sure I hear everybody's voice now. Opposed? Chair votes aye. We are now
regular 4
adjourned 5-0.
Next week, courthouse. Regular.